My question to Amil Ahli Sunnah is that we have problem in Uganda. Ladies dressing very badly, and I want to look for Medina, but I have no way to do it. I'm asking how to do it.
It is indeed a challenge. Now what happens in it is, which is indeed a difficult task, but persuasion for it is found in the blessed hadith, the narration of Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in which are mentioned three Madani pearls of salvation. It's stated in hadith that Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu requested in Holy Prophet's court that, what is salvation? Adopt silence, your home should suffice you, and adopt crying. This type of extract is found in the hadith. So one shall not leave home without a need. It's obvious that one will leave the house to offer salah with jama'at as it's wajib. If conditions of jama'at are met, he won't leave the house for the reason that even if it's marked with unveiled women, while safeguarding the eyes as much as possible. It's obvious unintentional gazes are being casted. Now if a person walks in the market with his eyes closed, then he will bump his body into the one he was saving his gazes from. It will create more problems. So in this situation, he'll keep his eyes open and look ahead so he doesn't bump into someone. Now, unintentional casted gaze is forgiven. One should remove it immediately and should reach the masjid safeguarding and lowering his eyes. Other than that, he shall stay at home, depending if he has the means of earning his livelihood through a trade by staying at home. And he shall leave his house only if it's necessary to fulfill any worldly or religious need. However, he shall protect his eyes, he shall protect his tongue, he shall safeguard himself from bad company. Inshallah, he'll succeed in remaining safeguarded against various sins. Let's take an example that you have the choice of two different ways. You can go masjid from this way or you can go from that way. The second way is touch longer in distance, and the shorter route has more unveiled women on the way, and the longer route has a wider road and not as many women. In this case, choose the longer route as long as you will get the jama'at and not miss it. Then choose this route. Similarly, in other matters too, refrain from such places where there are women. If they are, then act upon the following ayah of the Holy Quran. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. O beloved, command the Muslim men to keep their gazes low. So the persuasion of keeping gazes lowered is not given by Dawat-e-Islami, but it is by the Holy Quran. So Dawat-e-Islami is conveying the message of Quran, conveying call to righteousness. Otherwise, it's stated in a hadith too. It's stated in Bahari Shariat, Volume 3, page 522, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, assure me, six things I will be responsible for your entry into paradise. Number one, when you speak, speak truth. And number two, when you make promise, then fulfill it. And number three, when you are entrusted with something, pay its right. And number four, safeguard your private parts. And number five, keep your gazes lowered down. And number six, stop your hands, meaning do not harm anyone with hands. So the teachings of keeping gazes lowered is not invented by Dawat-e-Islami itself. As in they say to apply Kufr-e-Madina of eyes, it's not as such. Dawat-e-Islami is actually spreading the teachings of Quran and Hadith. And as I said, Kufr-e-Madina, it is indeed our terminology, but teachings of remaining silent are found in a hadith. It says in hadith, Man samata najah, the one who remained silent attained salvation. It's stated in another hadith, to remain steadfast on silence is better than 60 years worship. So there are various ahadith that consist of teachings of remaining silent. We get the teachings of remaining silent from the actions of the blessed companions, from the sayings of righteous predecessors and their parables, from their narrations. No book of the Tasawwuf will be void of the teachings of remaining silent. Silence is an integral part of the tasawwuf. Hunger is integral part. So these are the ways that lead us to the betterments of the hereafter. There are so many present here. None among them is saying that right now we will also be determined to apply the Kufle Madina of tongue and eyes. Why shall one from Uganda leave everyone behind? No one speaking. What to do? Oh, they are raising hands. MashaAllah. Only if you have true intention. Not with fake intention. True intentions only, huh? At least show those who are raising hands. Great. Marhaba.